Now, at the outset, I said with our lake, we have got in summer plenty of incoming solar radiation. The top layer is oxic, the oxygen's dissolving in, and we've got sufficient nutrients, so we get algae. If you've got too many nutrients, then we get the situation where the algal growth goes out of control, eutrophication occurs, and the water body deteriorates. Our first step then is if you put input nutrients into the system, and in particular, we're looking at nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Now, the normal limiting nutrient in aquatic systems for algal growth is phosphorus, and so the reason for the Cairns Council spending such a lot of money on these new water treatment plants is to try and reduce the amount of phosphorus and nitrogen that's going out to the Great Barrier Reef. A few years ago, there were issues with Lake Tinaroo, and what was going on there was this eutrophication, where the inputs from the local creeks had sufficient either sewage or agricultural inputs of nitrogen and phosphorus to initiate this process. So once you've got sufficient nutrients, the algal biomass then becomes very large on the surface. That algal biomass dies. As it drops down, we deplete the oxygen column and we get nutrient recycling at the bottom. The bottom then mineralizes and fills in, and so your bottom of your lake then rises up and up and up as it forms a sediment, and eventually the sediment hits the surface, and so you've lost your lake. So that's a history of how a eutrophication process works in a lake, and the idea is when you start finding excessive algal mats at the surface, you'd be worried because what it is going to do, the oxygen depletion will be sufficient to remove any swimming piece of biology floating around in there pretty rapidly, and potentially you've got the ability to lose the lake system. So there's a plot with our eutrophic lake then. If we flick through, we're looking at winter, spring, and summer. So in summer then, we have got in this plot a temperature profile, hot at the surface, oxygen plenty at the surface, and it's depleted down below. You remember in the spring, autumn, we're getting a change as we cool down the surface of the lake to the point where the surface lake waters become more dense than the water underneath, and we get overturn. Now, the overturn then is very important in recycling the nutrients through the system. So what's down the bottom ends up the top. The oxygen at the top ends up down the bottom. So we're moving then from the situation here, where we've got depleted oxygen in the water column at depth, to the situation where the oxygen concentration now is uniform throughout. And then finally, we get the winter situation. In our winter situation then, we have got a low temperature at the surface, potentially ice if it's cold enough. Temperature increases to 4 degrees C below that ice cap, and the dissolved oxygen concentration then is slightly higher at the surface than at the bottom due to diffusion. With the terminology in the lake, what was the surface of the lake called? Top. Doug, starts with an E. Epilimnion, yep. Good. Underneath that? Starts with a T. Thermocline. Yep, underneath that. Starts with an H. No. Now got no more clines in it. Hypolimnion. Yeah? So what you're looking at then is, remember in the first test, I think it is, terminology in groundwater, lakes and the ocean. Now, in the ocean, it was quite similar. What was the top layer of the ocean called? Pretty easy one. Starts with S. Surface layer. Okay, now we do the other easy one. What's the one called down at depth? What'd you say? I tried to give you the hint, but nobody picked up on it. Called the deep layer. Okay. Now, now this is what they're called. Okay. Now, underneath the surface layer, what have you got? The mixed layer. Yes. It is. It's a thermocline. What we've got is we've got a mixed layer, then we've got a thermocline. So it's an ultra-thin surface layer, okay, micrometers. Then we've got a mixed layer, where everything's well mixed. Then we've got a thermocline, then we've got the deep layer. So that's our terminology in the ocean. Now, in this case then, we were just looking at what was happening to our stratification that we've got in the summer, and how it relates to the situation in moving nutrients and oxygen around in the lake.